Blog Talk Radio.
Joan Matthias, Global Intercessory and PhD Ministry, your host, and I'm live on Blog Talk Radio, where prayer, the preached word, prophecy, healing, and deliverance takes place, with many testifying to the power of God through the operations of the fivefold ministry ascension gifts, reaching the lost and the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. Now, the Bible says that in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, and he said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Again, the Bible says that in Mark chapter 16 and verse 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. So I want you to know tonight that this program is subject to change by the Holy Ghost. We ask that you follow the lead of the Holy Spirit on this broadcast. We ask that you will mute your phone. If you have absolutely anything to do in the background, please mute your phone. Well, I want to say a pleasant good evening to each and every one of you. I want to greet all of you in the wonderful, the matchless, the awesome, the majestic name of Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Glory be to God. I thank and praise God, hallelujah, for his goodness and his mercy toward us, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank God, hallelujah, because of the precious blood of Jesus the Christ, hallelujah, that has never lost its power, still has the power to save, deliver, and set free, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you, Mother Eula, for joining me on tonight. Glory be to God. I wish the rest of the people will just join in and hurry up and let their fingers do the dialing. That number to dial would be area code 773-897-6435. That number again to dial into the studio would be area code 773-897-6435. Well, once again, I greet you all in the wonderful, the matchless, the awesome, the majestic name of Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. For those of you out there that have been listening, you come to lift him up tonight. We come to glorify and magnify the name of the Lord. He said, listen, I magnify my word above my name. Hallelujah. So we tonight decree and declare, according to Job chapter 22 and verse 28, that we can decree and declare a thing. Hallelujah. And it shall be established unto thee, and thy light shall shine upon thy ways. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. As we come tonight decreeing and declaring the word of God over our lives, over our cities, over our states, over all the nations, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. Why? Because that is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and our righteousness is of him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. We come decreeing and declaring the word of God tonight. Hallelujah. That if God be for us, who can be against us? Oh, he's more than the whole world against you. You, you, and you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Come on, I decree and declare tonight. Hallelujah. According to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 13, hallelujah, that I am blessed. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. And I am the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and let's decree and declare the word of God tonight. I decree and declare that according to Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, hallelujah, that all things work together for good to them that love God and to those who are the called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Everything is according to his purpose. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So when they ask you, do you know your purpose? You say, well, I don't know my purpose, but I certainly do know that I need to reach my destiny. Hallelujah, which is your destination. Hallelujah, so that God's purpose, hallelujah, can be fulfilled in your life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We decree and declare tonight, glory be to God, that according to Psalm 46 and verse 1, God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in a time of trouble. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He is, hallelujah, a very present help. Hallelujah. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I decree and declare tonight over the lives of the people. Hallelujah. Glory be to God that according to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, hallelujah, he said, you know, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Glory be to God, so that we can make sound decisions. Glory be to God. We ought not to be all discombobulated over the coronavirus. Glory be to God, as if we think that God didn't know this was going to happen. Hallelujah. This thing did not take him by surprise. And matter of fact, I'm tired of hearing of corona. Yeah, I'm just tired of hearing of coronavirus all the time. Every time you turn the TV on, coronavirus. Is that the only word they know? Hallelujah. Yahweh God, hallelujah. When people ought to be worshiping God, hallelujah. When you worship God, it changes the atmosphere, hallelujah. Glory be to God. So when the praises go up, ooh, the blessings come down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we ought to be decreeing and declaring the word of God tonight. Glory be to God. On this Shabbat Eve, I want to tell you tonight, glory be to God, we love the Lord here. We honor God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We honor the blood of Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, because his blood has never lost its power. Hallelujah. His blood was shed on Calvary over 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. Just one drop of his blood was good enough. Hallelujah. With holy, potent blood. Hallelujah. Glory be to God to redeem us back to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. We just thank him tonight. Hallelujah for his goodness and his mercy toward us. Glory be to God. He said, you know, if it had not been for the Lord, if it had not been for the Lord, where would we be? Glory be to God. So now may Israel say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on their side, where would they be? When men rose up against them, and they would have swallowed them up quick. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But thanks be to God who always gives them, always gives his people the victory. Hallelujah. So we ought to be opening up our mouths tonight. Hallelujah. And give God the glory. All of the glory and all of the praise belong unto him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Yes,
I'm going to give you
yes,
seconds to give the praise.
Yes,
open up your mouths. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and decree and declare.
Yes,
hallelujah. The word of God. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of people can praise God. The trees can praise him. The water can praise him. Hallelujah. Anybody can praise God. But not anybody can worship God. Hallelujah. To God. It takes the word of God. Hallelujah. It takes having relationship with him in order to worship him. Hallelujah. See, you can't worship who you don't know. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we decree and declare tonight, hallelujah, that our God is a good God. Hallelujah. He said, glory be to God. Without him, hallelujah. See, we can do nothing without him. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, we thank you tonight. He said, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. One thing I don't understand, hallelujah, is that you have breath, hallelujah, but you cannot open up your mouth. Hallelujah. I tell you, this is a time, glory be to God, when we turn around. Every time you turn around, somebody is gone. Glory be to God. I was looking on Facebook last night, and I saw that one pastor was in the hospital. Glory be to God, a very well-known pastor. So I begin to pray right there on Facebook. Listen, people are leaving here left and right. And the reason they're leaving here, don't put it on coronavirus. When God wants to remove, and when God wants to call you home, he calls you home. Hallelujah. But the
Amen.
Point is, ready. Glory be to God. Are you ready? Hallelujah. Because it's appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. See, once you close your eyes, hallelujah, ain't no coming back unless somebody, God used somebody to raise you from the dead. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. So we ought to be ready. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming and he's coming again. Get right, get ready, and be prepared. Glory be to God. Oh, we thank him tonight. Glory be to God because he is an awesome God. He is a mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. Oh, he is a wonderful Savior, mighty God, Counselor, Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We just thank him. He said, you know, if you keep your mind stayed on him, you will have perfect peace. Hallelujah. You'll have the peace of God that passes all understanding that will guard your heart and your mind. Glory be to God. You won't let coronavirus rule your mind. Hallelujah. Once you open the door to the spirit of fear, glory be to God. You understand. Hallelujah. If you open the door to the demonic realm, hallelujah, that's a spirit of fear. Oh, my God. People, I wish you would get it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Leave coronavirus wherever it is because nobody's even sure where this thing is coming from. They got too many theories. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Somebody lying somewhere. Hallelujah. I said somebody lying somewhere. Glory be
Amen.
To God. For we know that our God, he's well able. Hallelujah. He knows even before this virus hits. Hallelujah. Whatever they say it is, they might be saying it's a virus, but it could be radiation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All the 5G towers that have gone up, rolling out of 5G, causing a lot of problems. Hallelujah. Don't want to tell the truth, but God knows how to bring the truth to life. Hallelujah. Glory be
thank
to God. He knows what to do. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God. And we thank God tonight that, hallelujah, we can have church online. We can have church on the air before they shut down the internet. Hallelujah.
Yes,
but I know one thing.
Yes.
Bible says, hallelujah, Matthew chapter 24
yes,
and verse 14, he said that this gospel of the kingdom must be preached. It shall be preached in all
mm-hmm.
the world, in every nation, as a witness. He said, and then the end shall come. Hallelujah. Why? Because according to Revelation chapter 11 and verse 15, he said, the kingdoms of this world are becoming the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign and rule forever. Glory
mm-hmm.
be to God. Hallelujah. I give you 5 seconds to open up your mouth and give God the praise. Why? Because he inhabits the praises of his people.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
God, as
thank
he
you,
dwells
yes,
of his
yes.
people, as you begin to praise, as you begin to worship with a pure and a sincere heart, hallelujah.
Yes.
You see, because the Bible says over there in John chapter 4, he says, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So as you begin to worship God in spirit and in truth, hallelujah, and you got to know which God you're worshiping because they got a lot of gods, and you got a lot of little g's, and you got a lot of people saying they are gods, hallelujah. So you got to know who you're worshiping, number one, hallelujah. Glory be to God. And as you begin to worship the one true and living God, hallelujah, this is what he does. He comes on, he comes down in the midst in the form of the Holy Ghost, and he sits, take a nice, comfortable seat right beside you, listening to your worshiping God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And as you begin to worship, you know, he's asking you, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want, daughter? What do you want? What do you need? What do you have need of? Come on. What do you want me to do? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's how much he is interested in us. He said he will perfect those things which concern us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, come on and praise him tonight. There ought to be a night of praise. Every time we remember, hallelujah, what the Lord has done for us, what Yahweh God has done for his people through his son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, hallelujah, how he gave his only begotten son. Don't you ever forget, in this season, remember John 3:60, hallelujah. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life, everlasting life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He gave his only begotten son. He was begotten. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He was begotten. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. As we think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, I tell you, but our very souls ought to cry out, hallelujah. Ah, we thank God.
Hallelujah.
For us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Our God is a God. Hallelujah. He never ceases to amaze us. Hallelujah. I don't care what kind of coronavirus or virus or COVID, whatever they got going on or whatever they think they got going on. Hallelujah. Even the scientists, hallelujah, don't got nothing on God. My Bible tells me that he is omniscient. Hallelujah. He is omniscient. That means he is omniscient. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He made the scientists. Glory be to God. So how dare they? Hallelujah. Tell God what it is. God knows. Glory be to God. We ought to open up our mouths and shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, ma'am.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory be to
yes.
God. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah
to your name, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Oh,
we thank him. We thank him tonight. Our hearts ought to be fixed in him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because nobody can do you like Jesus. Nobody can do what he has done. Nobody in this world who you can take God's place. Hallelujah. The Bible says, who will you liken me unto? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, the Bible says to give thanks unto the Lord. Why? Because he's good and his mercy endures forever. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I love this psalm. Now I want to read this a little bit. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It says here in the third verse of 107th Psalm, hallelujah, God's redemptive power. And it says, and God has gathered them out of the lands from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. It says, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's the kind of God, hallelujah, that loves us. That's the kind of God that we serve. That's the kind of God that chose us because we did not choose him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. So then they cried unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
When they were what? In their trouble. He said, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth right way. And that they might do what? Go to a city of habitation. I love this right here. In verse 8, it says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful work toward the children of men. He satisfieth the longing soul, filleth the hungry soul with goodness. He says, such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. Hallelujah. They were bound. They were in bondage. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But God, our God, hallelujah, Yahweh God, Elohim God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He said, because they rebelled against the words of God and contempt the counsel of the Most High. He said, therefore, he brought down their hearts with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. He said, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness, mm-hmm. out of the shadow of death, break their bands and sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works toward the children of men. For he had broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron asunder. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Come on, he's worthy to be praised tonight. Tonight I want to share with you, I want to talk about some things. You know, we talked about this Holy Week, this Passion Week, and the week that some celebrate in different ways, how Catholics celebrate differently, and, you know, they got different names for different days and so on and so forth. I don't see none of that in the Bible. Glory be to God. Just some man-made days that are made up on the Gregorian calendar, and then there's just the things that people just get all involved with and so on and so forth. But today is Thursday. Some places call it Maundy Thursday and Maundy Monday and all this other kind of stuff. But, you know, we are to celebrate. Hallelujah. He said, as often as you do this, remember me. What did he say? Remember me. I believe that's where I needed to go tonight. Glory be to God, and that's where I'm going to go. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about communion tonight. Hallelujah. We talked about Passover Seder last night, but I believe we need to talk a little more about Holy Communion, how it is to be taken, why, and what things that God has set out for his people. Glory be to God. They got all kinds of things going on in the churches today. Is there any wonder why the church is shut down? Who shut the church down? Huh? Man? I don't think so. Hallelujah. God shut them down. You know why? Because now truth's got to come forth. Hallelujah. I said truth have to come forth. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about that tonight. Hallelujah. But as we go into talking about that tonight, before we do, we're going to open up in a short prayer. Brother Mark, give us a very short prayer. Mother, give us a very short scripture while I look for the song, and we'll go from there.
Okay. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come thank you, Lord, praise you, Lord, for allowing us to assemble one more time, God. We just thank you and praise you, Lord, for being such a good God to us, Lord. Just ask you, Lord, to continue to bless our ministers, Lord. Continue to help them to come forth with the word, all of our ministries, Lord. Continue to bless Greater Works Ministries in a special way, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, bless Bishop and Deborah Joe Harmon, Lord, in a special way, God. I just thank you and praise you, Lord, for them, God. Thank you and praise you, Lord, for Mount Olive Baptist Church, Lord. Continue to strengthen Dr. Eugene Johnson, Reverend Cooper, and all the staff, God. And just ask you, Lord, to strengthen all of our ministers across the area, God. And I just thank you and praise you, God, that some of them is going on and putting the word out online, Lord, reaching people that don't even know you, God. And, God, I'm hearing the numbers of people joining the church, God. And I thank you for that, God. I praise your holy name tonight for that, God. And, God, I just ask you, Lord, to continue with us, Lord, as we get ready to go into your word tonight, Lord. I just ask you, Lord, to continue to bless Prophetess Messiah, Lord, as she gets ready to come forth with the lesson about communion, God. And I just ask you, Lord, to help us to take these things and apply it to our lives and help us to do things better, God. And I just thank you and praise you, God. Just ask you, Lord, to continue to help us to come together in true unity in you, God. And I just thank you and praise you, Lord, for being such an awesome God, Lord. And I just thank you and praise you and praise you for all of what you're doing, God. And I say glory, hallelujah to your name, God. And I just thank you and praise you, Lord. And I just ask these things in the strong and mighty name of Jesus Christ. Just bless all of us as we work together here on Block Roof Talk Radio, God. Bless the equipment and everybody has something to do with it, God. And I just thank you and praise you and ask these things in Jesus' name. And I just say amen in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. All right. We just thank God tonight for the opening prayer. Thank you, Fred Mark, and we'll take it from here. Mother, if you would give a very short scripture reading, not the 23rd Psalm, something else that's short.
All right.
Praise God.
The scripture reading will be coming from Ephesians, the 6th chapter, starting at the 10th verse. The whole army of God. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places. I have read Ephesians 6, chapter started at the 10th until the 12th verse. Amen.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to play this song, and then we're going to move forward. And I need my, what did I do with my Bible? My Bible was right here. Okay, I got it. I grab my scriptures here, because I want to move right into teaching. Where's that song? All right, I have no rights to the song. It is I'm going to Stay Under the Blood by Slim and the Supreme Angels. I'm going to play that for just a moment. And like I said, I have no rights to the song, but I will play just a tad bit. Thank you. All right. Under the Blood.
Praise the Lord our God.
Some say you can have it as many times as you want to, some once a year in some churches, or once a month, and so on. But the Bible never stated when. It just says, as often as you remember me. How do you do this? As often as you remember me. Coming from chapter 11 and verse 25, hallelujah, he said, do it as often, as you remember me. Hallelujah. So we're going to go right into the lesson tonight. I thank you. Father, I thank you and praise you now. I give you glory, honor, and all of the praise. You are our God. We thank you for being who you are. We thank you for being sovereign God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are still on the throne. God, we thank you for your Son that stood at the right hand of the Father in power and authority. And we just thank you now. We give you praise. Hallelujah, for the precious blood of Jesus of Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, hallelujah, that has never lost its power. Father, as I come before you tonight, I ask that you, first of all, forgive me of my sins, anything that I've done or said in your sight, even up until this present moment. Father, I ask for your forgiveness now, and I receive your forgiveness as I come through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, you said we can come boldly to the throne of grace, whereby we may obtain mercy and help in need and a time of need. Father, we thank you now. I give you glory, honor, and praise as I decrease. Father, I ask that you will increase in me strongly. I ask you, Lord God, to cover me with your precious blood. It's a very sensitive topic, very sensitive subject. And so, Father, I pray that as your word goes out, Father, you said your word would not go out and return void. And so, Father, I pray that you will bring clarity to this teaching tonight. I ask you, Lord God, that you will just allow me to be able to bring it with not just only clarity, but that with understanding. Father, I pray that you will massage hearts to receive and that you will anoint down their understanding, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you now. I give you glory, honor, and praise in the mighty, matchless, awesome name of Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. 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 So on this Shabbat Eve, hallelujah, I want to talk about a very sensitive topic. How is that? Very sensitive. A lot of people don't like to talk about it because they're not sure of a lot of things that they do or have been so programmed to do. And those that don't take the time to go into the Word of God and get the exact details of Holy Communion. The message from Jesus is clear. Jesus died on the cross to pay for our sins, and then he was resurrected, overcoming death. Just by our confessing our sins and putting our faith in Jesus Christ, we can be forgiven and overcome death as well. So we receive the gift of eternal life in heaven. We take communion to be reminded of the sacrifice Jesus made for us and our need for him as Savior. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That is it right there. Now, in the book of Matthew chapter 11, let's use that as our basis and groundwork. We're going to lay that foundation there. Glory be to God. And I'm going to lay that for the foundation so that we have a basis, we have something that we want to look at. And then we look at the surrounding scriptures, the Lord's Supper. Hallelujah. And the Bible declares that chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Let's look at verse 23 through 25. And then I'll take you to the base scripture I want to, which is in verse 25. But I want to read the preceding verses because I want you to get the gist of what is being said here. He said, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you. He said, and that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. After that, verse 25, after the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this as often or as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink of this cup, and drink this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death till he comes. Hallelujah. And then 27, it says, wherefore, whosoever shall eat of this bread and drink of this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Verse 28 is the key scripture. He said, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Verse 29 says, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. So for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Hallelujah. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Hallelujah. But when ye are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. Hallelujah. He said, if any man hunger, let him eat where? At home. That ye may come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. I want to use chapter 20, verse 25 as the base scripture, and then I want to go around and show you, hallelujah, what we do in the churches today. And then we're going to go to, we've read that, and we took the base scripture, and it says, do it as often as you remember me. So often means this doesn't give you a specific time frame. Often is often. So if you, often for you is every week, well, that's you. If it often for you is once a month, that's still okay for you. But some people, often it's for 1 year. Some churches do it every 6 months. Are they wrong? No, they're not. They do it as often as they remember, that you should do this in remembrance of me. Matthew chapter 26, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. The verse that we just read, hallelujah, down in chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians tells us in verse 25, it says that the New Testament in my blood, this is the New Testament, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this, or this do ye, as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Now, when they had the Passover Seder, they also had communion. They did both at the same time. Hallelujah. The night before he was betrayed, called the Last Supper. Now, here we are in this 21st century. I find that a lot of things have changed. And the Bible speaks of a cup, but it certainly does not speak of glasses, and it doesn't speak of many different glasses. I see today that they have all these little glasses, you know, that they would give the people to drink out of. They would give them to drink out of these little sippy things, little shot glasses kind of thing, and they separate it and put it in a tray and so on. But the Bible does speak of a cup. It is one cup that they passed around that Passover table over that meal. Hallelujah. It doesn't say they give each and every one of them a glass and each and every one of them a cup. It was one cup. And what did he do with that cup? 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 16. Let's see what was done here. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 16. It said, the cup of blessing, let me read verse 15. It says, I speak as to this wise, men, judge ye what I say. He says, the cup of blessing which we bless, it is not the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread in which we break, it is not the communion of the body of Christ. He said, for we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. Hallelujah. He said, behold, Israel, after the flesh, are not they which eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? And so, see, this here speaks to when you're having communion, what the Lord did. What the Lord did is he, in the book of very same chapter 11 in 1 Corinthians. The apostle mentions that these things that they do now, the things that they're doing now, is it's not what God said. God said of the cup, but they, in the church now, they're using the glasses. Religion would say glasses, but the apostle Paul did not say glasses. So as we, you know, pass that little thing around, you know, the little tray with all the little glasses and so on and so forth, and it just doesn't. I don't get it when they do that, because what the Bible says is that we are drinking of the one cup. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 16, I just read, and it speaks as to the wise men, the judge. The opposite of a wise man is what? It's a foolish man. Correct? So the bread itself, when Jesus blessed it, he broke it. The cup of blessing which we bless, it is not the communion. Is it not the communion which we bless? And what is that cup? What is in that cup? It's a representative of what? The blood of Jesus. Matthew 19 and verse 26, let's go there quickly, and then I'll go back to 26 and 26. But just let me go to Matthew 19 and 26 first. Want to cover that basis. We're talking about having and partaking in Holy Communion. A lot of people partake in the Holy Communion not knowing what they're doing. A lot of people that go to church, they don't go often, or they have no relationship with the Lord, but they're going taking communion without examining themselves. Matthew chapter 19 and verse 26 tells us, hallelujah, it said, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Then I want to turn your attention, glory be to God, he says in Luke chapter 22, let's go to 26 and 26. It says here in verse 25 of, this is now the night that Jesus was betrayed, said then Judas, this is in Matthew 26, and let's read 25. It says, and Judas, then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, thou hast said. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood in the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. But here's the thing. He said, but I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it, new with you in my Father's kingdom. In my Father's kingdom. He said, and when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Is there supposed to be a hymn being sung after communion? Before communion? So we should sing a hymn after communion. We always did. And like I say, a lot of churches, they do things a lot differently. But here Scripture is telling you what to do and what Jesus did. As they were eating, Jesus took the bread. What were they eating? They were having Passover. They were having a Passover meal. They were having the Passover Seder meal. See? They were eating. There was lots of food on the table. Hallelujah. But yet, he took the time to have communion with them and told them that he would not be drinking this with them, the fruit of this drink. I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Jesus is talking about the kingdom. He's talking about the kingdom, kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. And then they sung a song. Now here we are. He was being betrayed. They were having Passover meal. Of course, that would have been last night. And so Judas betrayed him. They led him to where he would be to arrest him, arrested him, and took him. So we marched him from judgment hall to judgment hall and put a crown of thorns on his head and all of that. And then eventually he would go to the cross. See? Which could not have been Friday, had to have been today. You know, there are a lot of little things in between here that we're not paying attention to, that the church don't pay attention to, so they come up with Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's just 2 days. It could not have been 3 days. The Bible says clearly in the book of Genesis that in the evening and in the morning, in the evening and the morning was 1 day. All right? So the day started from the evening. It's like Sabbath starts somewhere around 6:30 in the twilight, beginning of the new day. Hallelujah. Now here we are in this 21st century. The Bible says that we are to do this as often as we remember, as often as we remember him. Do this in remembrance of him. He never said remember him at Christmas time. He never said remember him at Easter time. It has nothing to do with Easter. Hallelujah. Has everything to do with the redemption of mankind back to the Father. So Jesus is the unblemished Lamb, our Yom Kippur, who went to the cross. The only unblemished Lamb. The only one that was worthy, hallelujah, to go to the cross for you and I. Now this cup of blessing, when he broke the bread, what did he do? He blessed it, then he broke it. He blessed it, and then he broke it. How many times when you go to communion at church do you see them blessing the bread, breaking it, and giving it to you? They don't. They give you these little pieces of crackers. Hallelujah. They give you these little itty-bitty piece of crackers and these little glasses, these little shot glasses. Wrong. There's a way and there is a way. He left a way for us to take communion. He left a way in us to be taught. What I don't understand is that Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, did a lot of teaching. I believe that he taught more than he preached. And so I believe that the people of God is such an injustice to the people of God, especially this generation. They're not being taught. The generation before, they were taught halfway. And so they themselves don't know a lot of things. And so now truths are coming forth. They don't know what to do. Hallelujah. And so they're not being provoked to even study this word. But here we are in this 21st century. They are doing communion the wrong way. You see? Prayer has to be made before communion. Let's go to the book of Luke chapter 22. Let's see what it says here, Luke chapter 22 and verse 19. Remember they were preparing for the Passover. Judas had agreed to betray Jesus to Christ. And then they came to the Feast of the Unleavened Bread and so on and so forth. Then they come to the Lord's Supper. And when that hour was come, he sat down with the 12 disciples in verse 14 here of Luke chapter 22. It says here in verse 14, he says, and when the hour was come, he sat down with the 12 apostles. Hello, did you hear that? Those of you who say there are no more apostles, we're going to debunk that myth tonight. It says here in your Bible, hallelujah, in Luke's account, it says, and when the hour was come, he sat down with the 12 apostles with him. Verse 15 says, and he said unto them, with desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Mm-hmm. We're going to get back to that because we're going to talk about what we shared last night when we talked about the matzah and the holes that you see in the matzahs. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He says in verse 16, for I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Oh, I plead the blood of Jesus right now on my throat. I plead the holy, potent blood of Jesus. Loose here, Satan. Loose here. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You take your filthy hands off of me. Take your filthy hands off my throat right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. It says, and he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. Until the kingdom of God shall come. Here in verse 19, where I wanted to get to is, and he took bread and gave thanks and brake it, and he gave it unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise, in verse 20, Luke chapter 22, and verse 20 says here, likewise, also, the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. And then, here's the wonderful part. Verse 21 says, but behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. Hallelujah. And truly the Son of Man goeth as it was determined, but woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. Hallelujah. So before the Son of Man was betrayed by a kiss. And I'm not going to go in that area tonight because that's not what I'm talking about. But what I'm trying to say is when we do things in church that are non-scriptural, absolutely no basis, just doing things out of context. It doesn't hold the significance, or there's no value to what you're doing because you're giving communion and handling communion the wrong way. The bread had to have been broken. It was prayed over, number one. Number two, it was broken. It was blessed and then broken. So that's the way you serve communion. You pray over the bread. This is his body that suffered, hung, bled, and died there for you. So when we do away with the suffering, we're not remembering the suffering of the Lord's body. Am I making myself clear? Are we understanding what is being said here? Jesus blessed the bread, then broke it, and gave it to his disciples. And then he told them to take, eat, but this is my body. Why would he do that? He wanted them to remember. If he's saying to you, remember, do this in remembrance of me as often as you can, he wants them to remember. And that is why he does it that way. He bless, he prays, he bless, he break, and then he gave it to them to eat. And then the cup, passes the cup, passed it around, telling them each to drink from that one cup. He never gave them glasses. He never gave them several cups. It was just one cup. But we no longer do that because many believe that they've got so much germs and coronavirus and all these other kind of things, which they had other diseases in the time that Jesus was betrayed and going to the cross. They had worse diseases. So what would stop us from doing what the Bible says do? Hallelujah. So prayer must be made, and it must be blessed, and it must be broken, and it must be given to eat. So when they give you the communion bread whole or the cracker whole, that is not remembering, and that does away with what he, his body that was broken for you. That's why a lot of people do get sick. Have you ever thought of that? A lot of people get sick. Why? Because they take and drink not only unworthily, not only not examining themselves, but they're given to them the wrong way. This is my body that was broken for you. Don't take away the significance, and don't take away what was written that we ought to follow. Hallelujah. Now maybe this time, while they have this coronavirus, while people are given opportunity to spend time in the Word, to spend time checking God's Word, familiarizing themselves with the Word of God, it's a good time. It's not time to complain. And it's not time to say, well, we want the church to be open. No, keep it closed some more so that we can take the time out to spend time with God, so we can take the time out, hallelujah, to go into God's Word and to learn, to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, you see. A lot of preachers are preaching and teaching, but a lot of them are not really going in depth into the very same things that God, Jesus Christ, taught his apostles here on earth. Jesus taught. Hallelujah. And I wish it would take more time to teach. Preaching is for the unsaved. It's because it's through the foolishness of preaching that men are saved. And not through their foolish preaching. Hallelujah. Got a lot of foolish preaching. This can't save nobody's soul. Because you can see definitely those that with the gift of discernment, the very strong gift of discernment can see when they twist the word. Oh, you bless it and you break it, and before God can bless you, you got to do this and you got to break it, and you got to all kinds of things they tell people. Plant a seed so that you won't be broken, or plant a seed so your blessings will come. Plant a seed. Sow a seed. Give money so your blessing can come. No way that is found in the Word of God. Anytime people gave, it's because God knew what they had. You can't give what you don't have. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Give your time. Give your talent. Give a lot of other things. But sometimes you may not have. Some people don't even have a job. You pray a lot of people don't lose their jobs so that they can have to give, because God loves a cheerful giver. Wonderful. But then you can be giving all you want to, but your soul ain't right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Here is Psalm 75. Let me go there quickly. But I'm just attempting to show you why we do things, what we do, why we do what we do, and don't know what we're doing. And half the time, most preachers think that they are absolutely correct. Now, I know that one preacher, one pastor I was under, he did that. And then some of them, they don't want to do the washing of the feet. So they tell you that, no, we can't take up all that time now in the church to do the washing of the feet. And, you know, those were examples that Christ left. Jesus the Christ, he left those examples for us. But we don't want to follow. We just think we can take a shortcut to everything. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Are you enjoying this so far? Are you there?
I hear you.
All right. Are you enjoying this so far?
I'm in agreement. Yeah, we do. We follow all of that. The only difference is they don't do the we do the individual small cups, because we got almost 1,000 people in our church. It's almost 1,000 people, so you wouldn't even, a regular single cup wouldn't even work.
Why wouldn't it work?
Because it's over 1,000.
I'm just asking, why do you suppose it wouldn't work? Did God tell us to implement something? Did he tell us to implement something else? Or did he say,
It was only Jesus and his disciples at the table at the time when this took place. It was only Jesus and his people.
Here's the thing. That has nothing to do with it. It would have been the same. It says one cup. See?
Okay.
Yeah, it said one cup. That's what the Bible says. See, when we start going and thinking outside of what the Word says and adding to the Word, that's where we get in trouble. And I said, the church, we are the church. I said, that's where the church get in trouble with God. You see? Because now they want to change everything. When he specifically, hallelujah, he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and verse 15, it says, I speak as to the wise men. Hallelujah. Wise men. Now, this is what he says. He is not speaking to the ignorant. And this is what he wants. And this is how he wants it to be represented. And this is what he called for. So why are we going to change? He said in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, he says, after the same manner also he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. There were not any glasses or shot glasses or snap glasses that were that were around, and he weren't going to use it because he kept saying, the cup, the cup.
Okay, how should the church do that now?
The cup of blessings, which we bless, the cup. You see, you're not paying attention. Well, that's just not directed at you. But what I'm saying is they're not paying attention to the verbiage. They're not paying attention to the language.
Yeah, I understand. How would you do it now, though? How would you do it now, then?
Listen, what does the Bible say? We're not going with what we think. That's the problem. We go with what we think. And we go with what we think should be done. But here it says one cup, a cup, the cup. It does not say a thousand cups. It doesn't even use the word cup.
I'm still asking the question. How do you do it when you got 1,000 people?
And I just gave you the answer, but you're trying to override the answer. The answer is what I found in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. It does tell you that it was the cup of blessing, the cup. He only spoke of the cup. He blessed it, he broke the bread, and gave. And then he took the cup, he blessed, and he gave. He gave them the cup, passed it around. He passed the cup around. You can't get around and you can't get away from it because that is what it states clearly. For someone to say, well, we got 1,000 people now. We got church that's 10,000 people. How are we going to do this? He's still saying the cup. Not saying 10 cups. It's fellowshipping. So I'm just saying, are we following? If it were a tray of glasses, which it blessed, it would be a tray of glasses, but it did not say a tray of glasses. It said the cup. So the cup of blessing, which he blessed, to use tray of glasses would be traditional. It would be a tradition of man. You see, man says, let's use glasses. But God's word says, the cup. So the time, now let's talk about the time in which they even do communion. Let's talk about the timing. It says, glory be to God. It says here, hallelujah, that you take Lord's Supper, right? With your logical, with your mind, what does it sound like to you if you hear the word supper? It can't be in the daytime. It can't be in the morning. And it certainly can't be in the midnight. Supper time is evening time. It is not in the morning. So even the Passover meal was at night. It's not after sundown. Passover meal or the Lord's Supper, which his disciples, prior to his crucifixion, is also known as the Lord's Supper, the Lord's table. They ate the Passover, but then they still had communion. It was evening time, but they came to get him. It was not daytime. Even in all four of the accounts, we know that it was during the Last Supper. And Jesus blessed the bread, then broke it, then gave it to his disciples, and he told them, take, eat, this is my body. Then he took the cup and passed it around, telling them to each drink from it. What does the word each mean? See, that's why it's important to always have a dictionary or a concordance with you in order to look up words in order to, because you see, the Bible has been not only translated, but it was transliterated, because you have different languages being supported there, and then you must find out the derivatives of these words. So it's not easy to just read the Bible and come up with your own interpretation. The Bible is not for our own interpretation. It never was. So from these accounts, we realize Last Supper had to have been in the evening, sundown. You know, every Jew, when they say Sabbath, today's the Sabbath, and so we're going to be assembling together on the Sabbath day. Their Sabbath starts from Friday, sundown. The Bible says from the evening to the morning was the first day. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Glory to God. No matter which way you go, hallelujah, you're going to have to come back to the Word of God. That's what I'm trying to say. But then he took the cup and he blessed it and he passed it around, telling each of them to drink from it. Jesus told his disciples that they should do this in remembrance of him. He said, drink it, all of you, for this is my blood, the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Matthew 26, verses 27 and 28. He also told the disciples that one of them would betray him. Luke 22, verses 21 through 22. And he said, but behold, the hand of him who betrays me is with me on the table. Hallelujah. Verse 22 says, for the Son of Man goes as it has been determined. He said, but woe unto that man by whom he was betrayed. Hallelujah. He was born for that. Born to betray Christ. Can you imagine? So finally, he said that he would not drink of the fruit of the vine again until he drinks it with his followers in his Father's kingdom. Remember, the Bible says, I and the Father are one. If you see me, you've seen the Father. Many have different perspectives today. And ritual, they're so ritualistic on how to practice. So different churches, you know, they disagree on how often the believers should take communion, who should serve communion, and what should be said during communion, and whether the cup should be filled with wine or grape juice, or does Jesus not provide any specific instructions regarding these things, which is like the questions that you have. But you have to go back to the Word of God and see what the Word of God says. This is not a relationship with Jesus Christ, but it's not religious. Jesus hated religion. He hates it. Religion is killing the church. Religiosity kills the church. Can't have religion and have kingdom at the same time. And that's what's happening. See, everybody's coming out of religion and stepping into kingdom. Kingdom life. Hallelujah. So this situation says, you know, whoever shall take and drink of this cup unworthily, he should be guilty. Well, he who eateth and drink it unworthily, eateth and drink it damnation unto themselves, not discerning the Lord's body. He said, but let a man examine himself. So even while they're drinking in the morning or in the noonday, after service, 1 o'clock, that is not supper. That can never be supper. Supper has to be in the evening. Hallelujah. They said, well, if you live in a bad neighborhood now, you can't. Look, do we trust God or do we not trust him? That's the thing. Yeah, a lot of wimpy Christians running around. They're wimpy. Can't go back for Lord's Supper, so we're going to go for lunch. You have Lord's lunch? Is that it? She never said lunch. She said supper. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want to turn quickly, and then I'm going to cut off right quick. But I just wanted to make mention of those things because it's something that is being done in the house of prayer so often, all the time, never take notes of it, and never really stop to think why they do what they do. And so I plan on coming up with a program called Debunking the Myth. And one of the television programs is going to be called Why We Do What We Do, Debunking the Myth. It's time to debunk the myth. It's time for truths to come forth. This is what God is doing in this season, in this hour. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let me take a look here quickly at the book of Psalms, the book of the Songs. Hallelujah. Take a look at that quickly. Let's take a look here quickly. Psalm 78. It's about teaching the children about God. This is in verse 8. Hallelujah. It says here in verse 8, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that has not set their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. Let's look at the first. Here, I'm sorry, I read the wrong one. It is Psalm 75. I don't know why I went to 78. I'm looking at, Psalm 75 and verse 8. I'm sorry, let me go there quickly. And it says here, for in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture. He poured out of the same, but the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. Amen. For in the hand of the Lord is a cup, and the wine is red. Hallelujah. And the wine is red. It end. It's red. Is it in the? And he poured it out the same, but the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth, shall wring them out and drink them. Hallelujah. So the tray that you're talking about of glasses, the little snap glasses. Not what the Lord is saying. That's not how he wants communion to be done. The 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 15 is the cup of blessing with which we bless. Is it not the communion which we bless? And see, when they're doing Passover Seder, you see the matzahs that are on the table, it carries holes, little pinholes. That's is a representation of the suffering of the Lord's body. He said, because the Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 5 said, for he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. And with his stripes, we were healed. Hallelujah. With his stripes, we were healed. And so you see this, it's right, all the way down, but then when you look across the matzah, you see those little holes. a representation of the suffering of his body, and that's the reason why he breaks the bread. He blesses, he prays, he blesses it, he breaks it, and gives them to eat. Body, a representation of his body. Unleavened bread now. Not even leavened bread, but unleavened bread. Hallelujah. First Corinthians, this very same 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Let's go there quickly again, and there's something here I want you to see. Verse 27 says here, it says, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Hallelujah. Shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Not discerning the Lord's body. A lot of people drink, take communion, not discerning the Lord's body. A lot of people think that they can just run up there and say, oh, Lord, forgive me, and created me a clean heart, that's it. No. Examine yourselves. So that's why so many sleep, are sick. That's why. A lot of people don't even know why they have different things going on in their body. They're not examining themselves. And another thing that they do is they give communion to children. I don't think communion should be given to children. I could be wrong, but I don't believe that children can discern the Lord's body. Hallelujah. Now, if you're worshiping other gods, and, you know, you got yourself a second and a third wife and a fourth wife, and you're in homosexuality, and you're divorced and everything else, where does that come in? Where does that give you permission to go taking Lord's Supper? Examine yourself. Examine your spirit man. Know where you stand with God before you go taking communion. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, so I just wanted to bring that to your attention. But the most important thing is that when they give you communion, they do not break the bread. They give it to you whole. And then the reason they give it to you whole, they have done an injustice because they have not considered that God, that Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, suffered. He suffered. His body was bruised and battered and beaten. His body went through tremendous, tremendous pain. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so we ought to be thankful. Hallelujah. I just wanted to bring that to your attention and to talk about that a little tonight as we talked about Passover Seder last night, just to bring you into, into that what was taking place and what took place. Glory be to God that we should not forget, because he said, do this in remembrance of me. But do it as oft as you would do it, but do it often as you remember him. And some people, like I said, do not take communion for a whole year. Some people just let a whole year go by. Some people just try to be in right standing with God before they go taking communion. Some people, if they're doing some things that they ought not to be doing or whatever, it takes time, and they say, well, I got to get over this, I got to do this, I got to purge, I got to clean myself, I got to really come to God and ask him to wash me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. There's nothing wrong with asking God, hallelujah, and praying and asking him, and fasting and praying and asking him, and to draw closer and to surrender. Nothing wrong with that. This is a journey that we're on. And so day by day, we have to examine ourselves. Day by day, we have to ask God, you know, and be sure, and very sure. That's why it said walk in a penitent state. Hallelujah. This is not a message that a lot of people do like to hear, and it's not a message that even the churches want to discuss because they know that they've been doing things wrong for many years. Hallelujah. But the church has to come in alignment now, and it has to speak truth. Hallelujah. Truth has to come forth now. And God is bringing truth to the forefront. And that's why the church can't handle the truth. If the church could have handled the truth, it wouldn't be shut down today. I don't care what virus they have. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But God has a reason for allowing the shutdown. And that is so that we can get in our Bibles before they start taking it off the shelves, before they start taking it out of your homes, and before they start telling you that you cannot have a Bible. And you people think that these days are not coming. Glory be to God. If they persecuted the Christians back then, what makes you think that you would live without persecution? Hallelujah. The church is under judgment, and the church will be persecuted. Jesus Christ was hated. What makes you think that we won't be hated? Hallelujah. Glory to God. All we got to do is to get in the Word, see what is done correctly, try to do what is right. Hallelujah. Not only just doing right by others, you get into heaven. The Bible said not one jot nor tittle will pass away. Not one jot nor tittle of His Word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I love the Lord on tonight. I love truth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And it's a shame that the church, when they get the truth, they don't even want to change with it. They want to stay in that old mold. And you can't put old wine in new wineskins. God is looking for people who don't mind and who are willing to get to know Him, who are willing to walk supernaturally, hallelujah, and walk by faith and not by sight. He's willing to put His, to acknowledge what you do and put His proof on what you do. Glory be to God. I thank God tonight. This has been really a blessed week. Hallelujah. A lot of work, but it's been a blessed week. I thank God for everything thus far. Hallelujah. Thank God for the many different things that I'm learning myself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless each and every one of you. Certainly do thank you for joining me tonight. You have been faithful in coming up and, you know, just sharing. So I hope that your question has been answered, Brother Mark, and certainly hope that you got it, you understood what the Bible is trying to say and not what I'm trying to say. Hallelujah. We've got to get with the Word of God. We can't go with what everybody is doing and what everybody else is doing, but we must stick to the Word. Hallelujah. Because when we stand before God, and He said, didn't I tell you in my Word? Did you not see? Did I not say? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It is not what we say and not what we think. Glory to God. And God is bringing truth to life now to the point where people, churches, pastors now, they won't be able to teach and preach anything else anymore. They won't be able to. No, they won't be able to. They will be shut down. A lot of pastors ain't going back to their churches. They ain't going to have none. Hallelujah. Because first of all, you never even called pastors to open a church. Hallelujah. They operate illegitimately, don't want to be told, don't want to be corrected. That's okay. God knows how to do it. Glory be to God. God bless you tonight. Certainly hope that you had a blast tonight, because I did. Hallelujah. It was awesome. It was really, really wonderful week. I thank God for blessing this broadcast. I ask God to continuously bless the broadcast. I know that I'm trying to hold this door open, but there is another door that I must go through, and I know that it's going to happen the way that He wants it to. Glory be to God, but I'm trying not to hold on to this door. Hallelujah. When God opens the door for us, He wants us to step right through it. Glory be to God, because there are people that are waiting for message. There are people that are waiting for a word from the Lord, and so it has to go forth. It must go forth. Nothing can be done about it. Glory be to God. And so I am prepared for it, and I'm looking to God, the author and finisher of my faith, to work this thing through, hallelujah, and to line up those that will walk with me in the gospel, hallelujah. God bless you. Have a God-filled weekend, whether you go to your church or you stay home, fellowship. Remember your neighbor. The Bible said, love your neighbor as yourself. Hallelujah. And on these two hang on the law and the prophets. All right? Just love one another. Pray for one another. We need your prayers. Everybody needs prayer at this time. I find a whole lot of people are setting up prayer lines everywhere. I've got another email from Zeno to start a prayer line for free, and there's one number to dial, but I believe that would only be in the United States, so I'm still trying to work on that global prayer line so that we have other people that would connect from other parts of the world. Amen. That's the vision I got. That's the vision I'm going to work. All right. God bless you, and thank you for joining me again. Love you with the love of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed, God-filled weekend. See you on Monday. God
All right.
Healing. 99.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
99.
Good night, Mother.
All right.
Good night.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right.